Title: Tape Dust Ableton Live 12 Top Loop Method from Scratch for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're building a Tape Dust Top Loop layer in Ableton Live 12 from scratch, with mostly stock devices. This is one of those old school jungle and classic DNB tricks that doesn't sound like a plugin effect when it's done right. It sounds like a medium, like your drums were printed, sampled, played off wax, and somehow they're just more alive. And this is why I call it mastering adjacent. We're not redesigning your break. We're adding a controlled texture layer that changes the final feel, movement, glue, era, and that fizzy air that sits on top without stealing punch from the kick and snare. By the end, you'll have a reusable rack and a simple method. Create a top-only loop, resample it, degrade it like tape and sampler playback, then blend it so quietly that you only notice it when it's gone. Let's build it. First, set up your source. You need something to dirty up. You've got two good options here. Option 1, and the one I recommend for consistency, build the top loop from your own drums. Go to your drum group, your drum bus, whatever is feeding your breaks and hats. Create a new audio track and name it Ethiopia Dust. Now route audio into it. Set audio from to your drum bus or drum group, and set monitor to in. What we're doing is listening to your drum mix, but we're about to carve out only the highs and upper mids. Drop an EQ8 on Ethiopia Dust. High pass it hard. Think 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Don't be shy. This layer is not allowed to carry body. It sticks, fizz, hat spit, room, and that crunchy top edge. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 9 kHz, like 2 to 4 dB. If it feels like it needs air, do a tiny shelf boost around 11 to 14 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Tiny. We're not EQing the mix. We're shaping a texture layer. Option 2. Use an old school break top. Classic move. Grab a slice of Amen, Think, Funky Drummer, whatever you like. Warp it to tempo, then do the same high pass. This can instantly sound authentic, because the source already has room tone and age baked in. Either way, you should now be hearing mostly top-end information. If you still hear snare chest or low mid-wash, your high pass isn't aggressive enough. Now we do the part that makes this feel like a deliberate layer instead of a duplicate. We print it. Arm TOP Dust and record 1 to 2 bars of audio. Just record it as an actual clip. Then consolidate it so it's a clean loop. Now choose a warp mode intentionally. If you want crisp hats, use beats mode. Preserve at 1/16th or 1/32nd, with transients low, like 0 to 20. If you want it smeared and more worn, use texture mode. Grain around 70 to 120, flux around 10 to 25. This is one of those subtle decisions that changes the era feeling. Crisp and tight feels more modern, smeary and unstable feels more like a sampled loop that's been through a few generations. Quick coach note, gain staging matters here more than magic settings. Before you start smashing devices, put a utility at the very start of the chain and set your level so you're hitting the chain consistently. If you've got a meter you like, aim roughly around -18 to -12 dBFS RMS on this dust loop. The point is, you want to drive saturation on purpose, not accidentally clip the chain and then call it character. Now build the tape dust chain. Keep this order. First, saturator. Think tape-ish soft clipping. Use soft sine or analog clip. Start with about 3 dB of drive. Then trim output so bypass and enabled are roughly the same loudness. That's important. If you don't level match, you'll always pick louder and you'll overdo it. If there's a soft clip option, you can try it on, but don't turn this into a brick wall. The goal is softening spikes and adding harmonics. Next, drum bus. This is your printed feel. Turn boom off. We do not want low end here. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch around 10 to 30%. Dab around 10 to 30% to tame brittle highs. Then the key control. Transients negative. Try -5 to -20. This is where that modern click turns into a more sampled, rounded top. Next, redux. Light touch. This is where people ruin it, so be disciplined. Downsample maybe 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. And yes, 12-bit is a classic sweet spot. But keep the dry slash wet low. Like 5 to 20%. If it starts sounding like a retro video game, you went too far. Pull it back until it's just edge, not a gimmick. Next, auto filter for tone shaping and slow movement. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere like 10 to 16 kHz. Depending on how bright your main drums are, add a little resonance, 0.5 to 1.5, just enough to give it a head to move around. Now add subtle LFO movement, amount 3 to 10%. Rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Think drift, not wobble. If you want stable movement, keep phase at 0. If you want more stereo interplay, you can experiment with 180, but remember, facey stereo highs disappear in mono, and clubs are still a thing. Next, chorus ensemble. This is micro width and micro wobble like old playback. Use chorus mode. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount 5 to 15%. Width 60 to 120%. Mix 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle enough that you don't notice a chorus effect. You should just feel that it's less static. Then last, utility. This is your control and your safety. Start width around 90 to 120%. If it gets facey, pull it down to 70 to 90. And yes, even though we high-passed, utility at the end gives you an instant mono check and quick level control. Now comes the top loop method part that makes it work in mastering terms. The blend. Bring the top dust fader way down. Seriously, start around minus 20 to minus 30 dB. Then bring it up until you miss it when it's muted. That's the target. If you can clearly identify it as a separate hi-hat loop, it's too loud. This layer should change the perceived finish, not add a new rhythm. Route it with your drums. Either group it with the drum group or route both into a drum master bus. And here's an important coaching tip. Keep your dust from getting chewed up by master bus cymbal control. If you have a de-esser or a brightener or a dynamic EQ on the master that's reacting to high end, you might want the dust to bypass that, or handle dust and drums in a drum master before those processes. Otherwise, the dust will pump and disappear when the master thinks it's fixing harshness. The dust should be steady, like the medium is always there. Now automate it like an arranger, not like a sound designer. In breakdowns, you can push top dust up 2 to 5 dB for vibe. At the drop, pull it back a touch so the kick and snare read punchy. In long rolling sections, try a slow creep, half a dB to a dB over 16 to 32 bars. It builds pressure without turning up the drums. And here's a really jungle feeling move, an 8-bar age ramp into the drop. Over 8 bars, lower the filter cutoff slightly, increase saturation drive slightly, and decrease width slightly. Then snap back on the drop. You get impact without changing your actual drum loudness. Once you like the chain, turn it into an Audino effect rack. Select the effects and group them. Now map macros so you can treat it like a mastering preset instead of a fragile chain. Macro idea. Dust amount map to either the rack output or a utility gain, so one knob is your blend. Grit map to redux dry slash wet and drum bus crunch. Tape warmth map to saturate or drive. Air roll off map to auto filter cutoff. Wobble map to chorus amount and the filter LFO amount. Width map to utility width. Save it as something like jungle tape dust top loop rack. Now, extra pro level checks. These are non-negotiable if you want this to translate. First, a slash B quickly. Ideally, you can toggle the whole dust layer with one control. If turning it on changes groove and energy in an obvious way, it's too loud. The perfect dust layer makes you feel like the drums got older, not bigger. Second, mono check. Put utility at the end, set width to 0 and listen. If the dust almost disappears, your stereo modulation is too facey. Reduce chorus mix or width. Reduce LFO stereo weirdness and keep more of the dust's presence in the mid channel. Third, keep the dust out of low mids. If you hear cloudiness, go back to EQ8 and raise the high pass or notch any weird resonances. Dust should not add 200 to 800 Hz. That range is where clarity dies fast. Now let's add one optional trick for heavier or darker DNB, a very light snare sidechain. Put a compressor on top dust. Enable sidechain from your snare or snare bus. Ratio around 2:1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so the snare transient still pops. Release 60 to 120 ms. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is, the snare crack stays clean, while the dust blooms in the tail, which feels like glue. Another optional trick. Tiny room smear without reverb soup. Try hybrid reverb on a small room algorithm. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Dry slash wet 3 to 8%. And high pass the reverb if needed. You want the sense of space, not a washy top. Now, for the intermediate upgrade path, Joule Band Dust. This is how you get realism without one layer doing too much. Inside an Audino effect rack, split into two chains. Chain A is hiss and air. High pass around 7 to 9 kHz, lighter saturation, and maybe a gentle low pass around 14 to 16 kHz. Chain B is grit and presence. High pass around 2.5 to 4 kHz, heavier drum bus and redux, and low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Blend those two chains. Early jungle tends to like more presence grit. Darker tech step style tends to be more controlled and darker on the air. And one more advanced discipline move. Mid slash side EQ on the dust. In EQ 8, switch to M slash S mode. On the sides, roll off above about 12 kHz if stereo fizz gets spitty. In the mid, keep a little 6 to 10 kHz so the center still feels like needle on vinyl, solid and present. That's width without hollow hiss. Now printing. When you're happy, freeze and flatten the TOP dust. Print versions. This stops you endlessly tweaking and makes automation clean. Old school workflow energy. Commit and move forward. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Load a 170 to 174 BPM drum loop. Break plus punchy kick and snare is perfect. Create TOP dust by resampling two bars and high-passing at about 3.5 kHz. Build the chain, saturator, drum bus, redux, auto filter, chorus ensemble, utility. Blend it until it's barely audible. Then make three quick variations and save them. Clean tape, low redux, medium saturation, minimal width, rough jungle. More drum bus crunch, slightly lower low pass cutoff, dark roller, darker filter, less width, and tiny snare side chain. Export 16 bars. Now a slash B with dust muted. If it feels flatter and more sterile without it, but it doesn't feel louder with it, you nailed the method. Final recap to lock it in.